Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, happy Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on the WCCO Morning News. I'm Sloan Martin, filling in here in the host chair, and we have the Olympics to get to, and Team USA women's soccer has been to every gold medal match, except for 2016 when they were knocked out on penalty kicks in the quarterfinals by Sweden. And that's the same team that they lost to 3-0 to open up the Olympic tournament in Tokyo. Sweden ranked 5th in the world by FIFA entering the Olympics. But this ends a 44-game unbeaten streak for the U.S., which next takes on New Zealand. Let's welcome in our next guest. This is Gopher women's soccer coach Erin Chastain, brand new on the job. Thanks so much for joining us and good morning. I wanted to first of all get your overall thoughts on the match, just looking at this team. And I mean, we know this is their first time without a goal since 2017. What were your takeaways from what we saw against Sweden?
Oh, gosh. Well, certainly it wasn't the start we were expecting from Team USA. We always are used to them dominating the scoreline and ending up with great results in the Olympics. So I think disappointed. They looked a little flat. I think really surprised at how dominating the performance of Sweden was. Different from that 2016 game that you mentioned, Sweden kind of sat in and bunkered, and the U.S. had the ball and had lots of chances but just couldn't finish. Whereas this game, Sweden really, I mean, it could have ended up 5-0. So I think a lot of work to do for the U.S., but certainly I don't think any team is ever judged on just one performance. So they have a great opportunity to get on the right side of things against New Zealand, and that'll be probably the easier of their three matches because Australia will be another true test for them.
And you're right. There's at least precedent. I remember it was a recent World Cup, I want to say, where the U.S. did lose that first match and then go on to win the gold medal and the entire thing. So nothing to be too concerned about rooting for Team USA women's soccer. I wanted to ask from your experience just watching international women's soccer and about Carly Lloyd, who has the most Olympic appearances coming into this tournament with 16, the most Olympic goals with 8. Can you put into context what we're seeing with her, the kind of where she ranks in terms of USA women's soccer legends and seeing her have yet another Olympics experience under her belt?
Well, I think it's pretty incredible to achieve the things she's already achieved, but also to be in the mix at this Olympics, to be going into a game that they wanted to win. You know, she was subbed in at halftime against Sweden. They felt like she could make an impact. So I think she is an incredible player. She had a wonderful college career, and the things she's done on the international level are just exceptional. So I think it'll be fun to see what kind of impact she can make on this Olympic game, starting with their next game. But it's been pretty fun to watch her journey and to see the big goals she's scored for the team, the leadership role she's had with the team. And, you know, at her age, to be covering the ground and as be as fit as she is and able to compete in women's soccer is awesome.
We just see this all across women's sports. You look on the other side where one of the flag bearers, Sue Bird, is along with Diana Taurasi on the women's basketball team. They're going for their record 5th gold medal, 7th overall as a program. And you're right, I think that that's a great thing to see, especially in women's sports, when those careers can be interrupted and cut short with her still continuing to play at this high of a level. This is Gophers soccer coach Aaron Chastain talking about Team USA, and we'll get to the Gophers here in just a bit. But what can you, for people who are maybe not familiar with Team USA, I mean, we know we have superstars like Alex Morgan and Carly Lloyd on the team, but how do you sum them up? What's their kind of style of play? What can people see from them? Strengths, weaknesses? What do you like to see with them?
Yeah, well, I think our personnel has always been the most athletic. They've been very dynamic. They're individually special players. They're able to beat you 1v1. They're able to be a physical presence on the field. And I think what we're hoping to see more from them is that team cohesiveness, where they're combining a lot of short passes and they're breaking teams down by combining as opposed to just individually. But certainly from the individual level, they are special players who can make an impact on the game. They can score great goals and fun and dynamic to watch.
So when I first saw that you were hired, I had to think, and you probably hear this all the time, I'm sure, but I thought, is she related to who you're thinking of? And the answer is yes, to Brandi Chastain, your sister-in-law, correct?
Correct. That's my sister-in-law.
Which is amazing. Of course, Brandi Chastain, not just known for her famous celebration in the 99 World Cup, of which I was 10 years old at the time, and that just had such an effect on me and so many girls of my age, but also just a soccer legend. What is that like, to just have such a close relationship with an all-time great and seeing the, you know, Team USA through her experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. For me, I think growing up as a huge soccer fan and a player and watching the things she accomplished with a really special group of women, especially the 99ers, it's pretty special to now be able to call her up yesterday and say, what did you think of the Sweden game? And she was already watching it. I think she was on her third time watching the game, because obviously I think when you've spent that much time playing with the U.S. program, you're so invested in their performance and what they're able to accomplish now. And so I think she just wanted to understand the game and figure out, okay, what do they need to do to get back on track? So, but certainly awesome to have her in our family. And to us, she's just Auntie Brandi, but I know she's a lot more to a lot of other people.
Oh, that's so awesome, especially when it comes to the Olympics time. That should be really fun to just be able to watch those same games together. You are in, just over a month into your new job at your alma mater. Aaron was a 4-year starter, 3-year captain for the Gophers in the 90s. What has it been like so far starting the job? And take me through what you're thinking as we head into the preseason, getting closer to that first practice.
Yeah, our first practice is August 2nd, so I can't wait. I think, I went through the interview process at Minnesota, and I think it's been a whirlwind, but the one thing I'm most excited about and have been since I took the job is just to have our team together on campus on August 2nd. So I couldn't be more honored and humbled to be chosen to lead this outstanding group of young women. And the University of Minnesota was a special place for me as a student athlete. And so I'm really excited to continue to build on a lot of the success the program has had since the 90s, and hopefully we can get a really consistent championship program going. I think Minnesota has so much to offer student athletes. It's the resources they have now, especially compared to when I was there, as you said, in the 90s, the resources are incredible.
Well, that is fantastic. And if you want to see women's soccer in the Twin Cities, the Gophers are where to do it. Gopher Women's Soccer Head Coach Aaron Chastain, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.